Farmers getting ready to kick off to get the second half underway. As we mentioned, it will be a quick second half as the clock will run. With the mercy rule, Tabor with the approach and a pooch kick. This is going to bounce at the 30 and rolled it at the 27, picked up by the Goblins in the return out across the 30 to about the 33, and that's where Harrison will start this drive. So from the 33 is where Harrison starts their first possession of the second half.
Is Johnson in there? Yes, he is, isn't he?
Believe that is 12, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep. Fakes the handoff, keeps it. Actually, that's the Wildcat, and that's Husky with the ball. He's going to take it across the 40 out to the 50-yard line, a pickup of about 17 on first down.
Well, he's got good hips and elusive once he gets the ball and sees the field very well.
12th first down of the night for the Goblins, and Husky's going to take this direct snap again. So they don't have a quarterback in the game right now, and we've got a flag coming from the near sideline and a procedure penalty against the Goblins. That will back them up to the 45-yard line. Harrison penalized 7 times now for 46 yards in the ballgame. Well, they had Keelan warming up. Now the question is their quarterback okay? Didn't see him. He just standing on the sideline. I guess they're not going to take a chance with him getting hurt, but why would you have Husky in there?
Unless you just want to work on something.
I guess so. Maybe get some teams in the future something to look at and work on. Husky's going to break one tackle. He's dragging a tackler with him down to the 25-yard line of Mountain Home. He's going to pick up 30 on first down.
He just takes a snap, takes a step, waits and sees what develops, and hits the hole.
13th first down of the night for Harrison. 10 minutes left in this third quarter. Goblins up 35-0, and they've run 2 plays and picked up 47 yards to start this second half. Now Johnson back in a quarterback. Hands it off to Husky coming to the near side. Cuts it up at the 20, takes on a tackler of the 15, bowls him over and takes it to the... It's just inside the 14-yard line, a pickup of about 11. The marking near the 13. Harrison with gains of 17, 30, and 12 on their first 3 plays of this third quarter. Johnson under center, which he's not very often. The quick hitter right up the middle, and this is going to be a touchdown for the Goblins. They give it to Brooks both, and the fullback takes it right up the guts, 13 yards for the touchdown. First rushing touchdown of the night for the Goblins.
That's just too easy, Brad. Nothing ought to be that easy.
No. Comes with 9:02 left in this third quarter. 41-0 pending the extra point. And it is good. 42-0. Harrison with the lead. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We came to Arvest Bank to see what makes it different.
They're more than just familiar faces inside the bank. They're familiar out in the community, too.
It's like a small-town community bank, even though it's much larger than that.
When they talk about experiences, I talk about Arvest. When they talk about people, I talk about Arvest.
Everyone says hello. Literally everybody says hello.
It is really, really imperative to have community organizations step up, and Arvest always does.
Arvest Bank, our customers say it best.
When you see the blue ribbon decals on the helmet and the blue penalty flags during the opening game of the season, remember, September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month. Know the stats. 1 in 7 men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in his lifetime. Stay in the game. The Arkansas Prostate Cancer Foundation recommends that all men ages 45 to 75 see a doctor to consider a screening for prostate cancer. For more information, visit arprostatecancer.org.
Kickoff taken at about the 15-yard line, and the returned by Swartz out to about the 35-yard line. He took it up to 25. It's at 15. Takes it out to about the 35. That's where Mount Sonoma will start this drive. And one of the Bombers is shaken up, and that's Zabos. 23 is Swartz. I think it was Swartz who was on the return that time for Mount Sonoma. He's shaken up. He's down. They tend to him. We'll take a break. 42-0 Harrison. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Dale.
Can you imagine that there are kids who don't have enough food for dinner, who don't have clothes for school, who live in houses without electricity? Hi, I am Micah Spaulding. On behalf of my parents, Captain Jay and Jamie Spaulding, thank you for being so generous to the Salvation Army. Because of you, the Salvation Army can make a difference in the lives of so many in our community, including kids. Thanks for helping us do the most good.
8:44 left in this third quarter. It was Swartz who was injured, and he's up walking off with a little help. Looks like the left knee, which he already has a brace on, is what was injured. They help him to the sideline. So the Bombers will have it at their own 34-yard line to start their first possession of the second half. Operating left to right. Tabor gives it to Junior Williams, rolling over a couple of defenders, takes it out to the 45, and a first down run for Junior, his biggest run of the night. He has pretty well been shut down to that point.
He has. They ran that one a little bit closer inside than they've been doing most of the night. Junior got those legs up and looked like he was excited about getting the football then.
That is the sixth first down of the night for Mount Sonoma on that run by Junior Williams. Bombers from their own 45 now. And Tabor gives it to Junior again, and he's going to pick up a yard on the play. Looks like that's about it to the 46.
Well, you can see their safeties that time. Pre-snap, they started sneaking up toward the line of scrimmage, and the ball snap, they were coming hard as they could come.
.735 left in this third quarter. The clock running with the mercy rule in the second half. Caden Williams will be the wideout this time. Splits out to the left side. Powell's tied on the right. Out of the tee once again. Mount Sonoma's been in this all night. The handoff inside, and this is Hirschberger. Takes it just across the 50 to the 49 with a quick hitter. A pickup of about five.
Once again, hit that bubble just right, and you don't catch him in a slant. That's been a pretty good play for us. It's just hit and miss whether we catch him stunting.
Now to 6:50 left in the third quarter. For a third down here for Mount Sonoma. Third and four from the Harrison 49-yard line. Harrison jumps off sides. It was led by Vanderpool up front, that big nose guard.
Yeah, you could see him. He had taken a flat step and was coming up the gap between the guard and the left center that time. He was trying to get there quick.
Gives the Bombers a free first down. Harrison, eight penalties now for 51 yards. 6:16 left in the third quarter. Bombers down 42-0. It's Junior straight ahead, and Junior going to pick up about 6 or 7 yards on first down. He'll take it to the 38 with a pickup of about six. Second and four upcoming for Mount Sonoma. 42-0, the Goblins with the lead.
Here they come.
We've got movement on both sides. I don't know if Harrison came across. The wide receiver from Mountain Home moved. I think they're going to get him. That is the case. Harrison moved up front, but they did not come across the line of scrimmage. And when the receiver looked in, he saw that movement, and that made him move. And He's going to get the penalty. Backs the ball up to the 43-yard line. Three penalties for 25 yards against Mountain Home tonight. So it's second and nine here for the Bombers. 4:55 left, third quarter action. Bombers down 42-0. And Tabor is going to keep it himself this time. He's going to pick up two down to the 41-yard line. A designed run for the quarterback, it looked like that time. And
well, when your quarterback's as big as Tabor is, you need to have designed runs for him.
You bet. You know,
it's like having two juniors back there, and you need to take advantage of that. And
down to 4:20 left in this third quarter. Tabor will keep it on the option. He'll pitch it late, and the pitch is to Hirschberger. And, boy, he is hit and stood up at the 40-yard line, a gain of one on the play.
Well, that was running to the short side of the field, and they had defenders there, and they just you can't stretch it when you do that. You got to depend on blocking. And the corner either got away from the block or wasn't blocked, made a beautiful tackle.
Fourth and six now for the Bombers, and obviously down by 42. They'll go for it at the Harrison 40. Harrison getting ready to send somebody in. Landon Stevens, the defensive end, waved him back, says, I'm not coming off this field. Yeah, I mean, he was adamant. He was not leaving the field. I don't think we've ever seen a player do that. That was pretty good. Fourth and six. Tabor wants to pass. Right side. It's into traffic, and it's incomplete.
Couldn't tell there for a minute. Four comes squirting out of there, but there are four blue jerseys, one white one there.
So Harrison will take over at their own 40-yard line now with 3:07 left in the third. Keelan coming in a quarterback. Looks like some of the Huskies out. Looks like the starters are done for Harrison tonight offensively. Looks like the starting offensive line, most of them anyway, are still in. Looks like about four of the five are still out there. Keelan's going to go under center, and he
come
will
back.
Hand it off, and well played by Mountain Home. He's going to go for a one-yard gain on the handoff that time to Colin Ballard.
Pretty good job playing that. Came underneath the blocks a little bit. That Matt Jones and some of them got underneath the blocks, able to stop that before it got started real well.
Goes for a two-yard gain to the 42. Second and eight coming up with 2:11 left in the third. Bombers down 42-0. Back home next week. I say back home. Well, back home for the first time since last year.
For the first time.
Our home opener next year is Nettleton comes to town.
Next week, not next year.
I said next year, didn't I?
Yes, you did. Cut back.
This is Holtby. Going to the right side and
good
coming up and making
right
the play.
Good job
on the far side. And coming up to make that play for Mountain Home was Lawson Stockton with a nice hit.
Lawson came and did a good job of playing it. Kept that runner on the inside and made him run sideways till he had to turn up and was there to hit him.
Pick up a four out to the 46-yard line. Third down and four here for the Goblins. Keelan will keep it on that option. The read option has a first down across midfield. And Keelan takes on a defender in the secondary, knocks him backwards, and he has a first down run. That's the backup quarterback running the ball hard for Harrison.
That is.
A 9-yard pickup and the 16th first down of the night for the Goblins.
You know, they're going to play hard. Because it's not the first bunch in there. The second bunch is probably going to play a little harder than the first right now.
Exactly. Out of the I formation now for the Goblins. The handoff is the first man through.
Oh.
This is Ballard with it. Ballard on his feet has a first down run right to the 35-yard line where he had to go to move the chains.
Little trap play up the middle looked like right there and just broke free.
They're going to put the ball down right on the 35 and what's funny is they are going to move the chains. I'm going to say the official on this side has already motioned to move the chains. They hadn't said that on the far side yet. 17 seconds left. Harrison is going to have to snap it. There's about a second and a half difference between the game clock and the play clock, so they will have to snap it here before the end of the third quarter. Ball is given to Holtby on a sweep. Into the near side. He's at the 30. Cuts it outside to the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown, Harrison. It was Holtby who got to the corner, and the senior takes it in for the 35-yard touchdown run. Hunter Holtby with the touchdown. And this comes at the end. No time left at the end of the third quarter. Last play of the third quarter. We'll wait for the extra point here before we break. Payne's extra point is up, and it's good. 49-0. Harrison leads it. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
The number one ranked community college in the United States is right here, and you can be one of their many success stories. ASU Mountain Home has classes for everyone, be it business, healthcare, information technology, and you can stay close to our gorgeous rivers and lakes as you get your degree from ASU Mountain Home, the number one community college in the country. Look up your future at asumh.edu.